The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good evening, everybody. And I just wanted to say a few words about kindness. And sometimes kindness gets a bad rap. Maybe it feels a little weak or wimpy in some kind of way. But I think all of us will agree when we reflect on the people that we know that have had a positive impact on our lives. Often kind is a way that we will describe them. Or even if we encounter somebody who is really kind, it's helpful. Recently, I had to get a package up to a couple of flights of stairs and somebody helped me. They're just, you know, being kind. They saw that I needed some help and it's, I don't know, just kind of it touches us when we see some kindness. So not only does it touch us, but it just makes the world a nicer place. Let's just face it. So I'd like to read part of a poem here by Michael Blumenthal. It's kind of a well-known poet. He's still alive. He's an American. And it's called Be Kind. And it starts like this. Not merely because Henry James said there were but four rules of life, be kind, be kind, be kind, and be kind, but because it's good for the soul and, what's more, for others. It may be that kindness is our best audition for a worthier world, and despite the vagueness and uncertainty of its recompense, a bird may yet wander into a bush before our very houses. Gratitude may not manifest itself in deeds entirely equal to our own. Still, there's weather arriving from every direction. The feasts of famine and feasts of plenty may yet prove to be won. So why not allow the little sacrificial squinches and squiggulas to prevail? Why not allow the little sacrificial squinches and squiggulas to prevail? I looked up this word squiggula. As far as I can tell, it doesn't exist in the English language. This squiggula. For me, I feel like I want to squirm when I hear this word. So maybe this idea, why not let these little things that a little bit extra effort or squinch? I don't know. Maybe we can all find our way with what does that mean to have little sacrificial squinch or squiggula. There's more to the poem, but maybe I'll stop here. This idea of what he's pointing to in this poem is, of course, we want to be kind, but this is also how we make a world in which we want to live in. And we don't know exactly what the future is going to hold, so why not be kind? And of course, love and kindness practice is a way in which we cultivate and practice and to develop this. Not so much that we have to be syrupy and sappy all the time and with everyone, but that we can have some warmth maybe, or the absence of snarling or the absence of non-warmth. But because, of course, it's other people appreciate it, but it just feels better, right? When we are kind to others, it helps our lives to unfold, our self-respect, the way that we think about ourselves, the way that we won't have regrets, maybe that's to say, if we're kind to others. Some of these squinches and squiggulas. So with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. we can take an alert, upright posture. And taking a few exaggerated breaths as a way to connect to the moment. Connect to the body. And I'll just share my little delight that there are three people named Diana here. Doesn't happen very often. I don't think it's ever happened to me. And allowing the breath to return to normal. And just tuning into the sensation of breathing. Feeling into it. Maybe we feel it in our chest or the belly, maybe the nose, feeling the air going in and out. And just feeling what it feels like from the inside to breathe, the sensations of breathing. The experience of breathing. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. You're just feeling what it feels like to have an in-breath to have an out-breath. Maybe noticing the beginning, middle, and end of an in-breath. And the transitions before and after an in-breath. The beginning, middle, and end of an out-breath. And if the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring into mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel warmth and care and love. Someone you know, maybe someone you don't know, but is inspiring or meaningful. Maybe using your imagination for puppies, kittens, babies. And then to support our cultivating loving kindness, can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. allowing yourself to feel the goodness of wishing loving kindness, wishing somebody health and safety, happiness, ease. The wholesomeness, the skillfulness, there's nothing not to recommend. Having room in our hearts for wishing kindness, being kind, wishing well others. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness and extend it to ourselves. Of course, we wish loving kindness for ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we extend kindness to ourselves? May I be safe. be happy? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? Here's one more line from the poem. Dust is certainly all our fate, so why not make it the happiest possible dust, a detritus of blessedness? Dust is certainly all our fate, so why not make it the happiest possible dust, the detritus of blessedness? And then to extend our loving kindness practice even more for a neutral person, somebody we don't know, a stranger, somebody we don't have a relationship with. We're not for or against. We just simply don't know them. This can be a little challenging to bring somebody to mind that you don't know. Maybe somebody in this Zoom call, somebody in the neighborhood that you see on occasion, whomever it might be. bringing the neutral person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Here's another line from the poem. Oh, friends, take whatever kindness you can find and be profligate in its expenditure. It will not drain your unlimited resources, I assure you. Oh, friends, take whatever kindness you can find and be profligate in its expenditure. You will not drain your limited resources, I assure you. in these last moments, what practice feels like the right practice to do right now? Maybe simple mindfulness, maybe loving kindness for a lovable being or for yourself or someone you don't know. Or maybe some other form of loving kindness practice. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of being kind sometimes feels a little syrupy and sappy and maybe a little bit uncomfortable. We often don't talk about that or hear about it so much, but it can really make a difference both in how we feel about ourselves and the impact we have on other people. So often there's some unkindnesses that we see. Earlier we were talking about social media. Sometimes social media is filled with unkind things, but it's also filled with kind things. Just an encouragement to reflect on that line from the poem. Let's see if I can find this line. So now I've lost this. Dust is certainly all our fate, so why not make it the happiest possible dust, the detritus of blessedness? So he's connecting this idea of kindness and happiness together. So maybe we become happy when we're kind, or maybe we make other people happy when we're kind. But we're all going to end up being dust. Okay, so it can be supportive and interesting to talk about some of these ideas with other people. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to talk about either those lines from the poem that I read or just this practice of doing loving kindness. Or maybe just how your experience was during that meditation or something else. And an encouragement to maybe just say one or two points and then go to the next person, and then say one or two points and then go to the next person, and the third person. And there will be three or four of you in a room. And in that way, that it isn't one, like one person isn't just talking nonstop for a long time and then having to quickly, the other people have just a few moments. But maybe more importantly, it's an opportunity to learn from each other. And you're speaking to provide an opportunity for other people to listen and maybe be reminded of something, some ideas that they have or didn't even know they had yet or something like this. So collectively you can create something. So we'll go with, how about if we go with hair length? The person with the longest hair goes first. So, and if you are bald or shaved, right, you can choose whether you want to go first or last. How's that? Okay, so there'll be 12 minutes and have fun. So welcome back. And does anybody have some comments or something they'd like to share? Yes, Barbara.
I will share that I shared with my group that I had been struggling with the words be happy, be healthy when I would move to people that I wasn't feeling really good about in my thoughts. And so for the last 2 weeks, I've been working with the word kind. So I found it quite incredible that tonight you talked about kindness. Whenever I do my morning and evening meditations, I've been using the word being kind to yourself and others as part of my practice. So I wanted to thank you for that and for kind of validating that. Thank you very, very much, Diane.
Yeah, you're welcome, Barbara. Yeah, I'm happy to hear this, that you found a way that worked for you and, you know, with people that with happy and healthy didn't work, but kindness did. That's great. Thank you. Anybody else have a comment?
Diana, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
We were talking in our group about how lovely the thought was about when we return to dust, we might as well be as dust. And there's something really joyful about that. I don't know what exactly it was, but it was a really happy thought.
I had that kind of happy thought too. So thank you, Nancy. Maybe that's part of the fun of poetry, is right, that it kind of makes you think about things in a different way that you wouldn't ordinarily think about. Yes, Diana and Jay. Kind of celebrating this Diana convention we're having here.
What is the source of that poem?
Oh, yes, it's Michael Blumenthal. And the name of the poem is called Be Kind.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's a few more lines that I didn't read.
B-L-U-M-E-N?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, look at this. Neil just put in the chat box a link.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Neil.
Diana?
Yes.
I had this idea. I can just visualize a little fairy with her wand and all this gold dust that she's sprinkling all over us. Okay, flying around. And we're just, it's raining gold dust, you know, happy dust.
That's very funny. That's cute. Thank you. Thank you for that. It's nice. And Neil, were you going to say something? No. I appreciate that you're sitting with your own Sangha there. So that's nice that you have you're just part of a group there. It's nice. And maybe also say, Glenn, hi, it's nice to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. I mean, you've been here, but on the phone. So it's nice to actually see you. Yeah. Okay, so it's the top of the hour, and it's lovely to practice together. I will unmute us all. So, whoops.
Thank you, Diana.
Yes, thank you all.
Nice to see you, everybody.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye, Barbara.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Yes.
Thank you, Diana.
Thanks, Claire. Bye, everyone.